So, what do you say? What did you come up with? What over here are the options of understanding the machlokas between Simchus and Rabbanan? Let's try and start in that which is familiar, and then move over to territory which is new, which is not as familiar, but you know we're taking step by step. So let's start with familiar territory. What would be the one way of understanding machlokas over here between Simchus and Rabbanan? What's the difference between a psak of Yachloku and a psak of Cheskas Marikama v'Haviido Chamotzi Mechavelov Haraya? Why would you be pulled in one direction, or why would you be pulled in another direction?
Well, it's just points out the whole machlokas only exists when there's the Marikama or
Cheskas Marikama. Okay. So let's hold off for a minute, and we're going to see the Tosos in Bav Metzia in a minute, where you have two deos. But simply fitting it into the framework we already saw. First, let's take the familiar frameworks. Could this be similar to the machlokas between Rabbi Notam and the Riva? There we had a question in terms of preference, in terms of when you have your druthers, when you're looking for a preferred psak, is the preferred psak called Olam Gevara, or is the preferred psak Yachloku? So we tried to put it into a broader framework. What was the broader framework we tried to put it into?
Okay,
but over here we have two psakim. Here we have two psakim of Yachloku or Hamotzi Mechavel Haraya. These are both psakim of Beis Din, but within the psakim of Beis Din, what do we point out in terms of the directions that Beis Din may be motivated by, in terms of the roles of Beis Din? If you're pushing towards Yachloku, where is your head directed towards? Right. Now, that's what Tosis points out in the beginning of Baba Metzia. In the beginning of Baba Metzia, he gives the background for the Psak of Sumchus, and at the end of the Tosis, we give Ramaschi Yachok, on the face of Amad Aleph of Metzia, it says, well, Sumchus, Afal Gav De'en Muchzakim Bo. And we're not being forced by the Muchzakus. Ve'en Achaluka Yachol Aliyos Emes. And there is no possibility of Yachoku even being a Psak Emes, Hecha, De'ika, Dror De Mamana, Perush de Belotan Oseim Yisafik LeBezdin Yachloku. That Sumchus views this as the Lechatchila, even though there is no search for truth in the psak of Yachloku. It's Afapisha. It's Ein Yachol Leios Emes. And we're not being forced into Yachloku. We're not having our arm held behind our back and saying you're forced into Yachloku, because otherwise what are you going to do with the Muchlokos of each of them? You're going to steal from one. From one and still from the other. Sumchus views this as a preferred psak, that we're heading in a direction of shalom, similar to the Riva, that if we have options, the Yachloku would be a first option. And Rabbanan, on the other hand, where would Rabbanan be heading? If Sumchus is heading in the direction of shalom, where would Rabbanan be heading? A search for emes. How is Cheskas Marikama a search for MS? But why, in other words, but why go back in history to the Marikama?
Because the Marikama is a Chazaka that is derived for MS. And then
so here we have a question: how do we view Chazaka b'cholata rakula? B'cholata rakula, we have a concept of a chazaka kamaisa. We're not sure if a woman is a besula. If she's not a besula, we'll assume she's a besula. That was her cheska saguf. We're not sure if she's married or if she's not married. She started off as not being married. That's her chazaka kamaisa. In terms of tumah v'tahara, we'll go back to our previous status. Then we have a din b'chol haTorah kula of a chazaka kamaisa, and there we have a machla. We have a hakira. Is it simply a hachra? We don't know what to do. And so we'll be machriya, we'll arbitrarily go back to what was, or do we have over here a form of a birur? So kan nimtza kan haya, that will assume a certain degree of inertia within the way that the halachic world works, and so yitzachen, that we have over here a direction that would lead us to an emes. Again, if we're dealing with a situation where there is no marikama, so then, the search for MS, we said, would be in Kod Olam Gvar. That was Rabbeinu Tam's search for MS. If we're dealing where they're both holding on to it, so then we can't use Kod Olam Gvar. We're forced to use the Yachloku. But if we have our options open, So going back to the previous status, that would be a search for emes. So it could very well be that the machokas over here between Sumplis and Rabbanan is parallel to the machokas we saw between the Riva and Rabbeinu Tam. Namely, if we have a situation where options are open for us, should we go in the direction of Yechloko, even though we know that Ein HaChaluka Yechol Lios Emes, as Tosis points out, or do we go in a direction of a search for Emes and go to the Chazoka Kamaisa, to the Cheskas Marikama, as giving us somewhat of an anchor, at least in what was an Emes at one time? Maybe that is something which continues. That's a possibility. Again, just putting it on the table as in terms of a broad possibility. However, as Yaakov pointed out, we have a Tosos in Bava Metzia that sort of limits the Shitos, and when you limit the Shitos, then we can come up with other options as well. If we look in Tosos in Bava Metzia on Daf Kufa Marala, Famani Simchosu, Tosos over there begins, Nier le Rabbeinu Shmuel, he quotes the Rashbam, Midaloko Amar Elo Famani Simchosu, but rather simply Hamani Sumchosi, we're not going against the previous Ukimta, but working within the previous Ukimta. Mashma, Dlo Hadar Bemimad Ukma Baomedes Ba'agam. Velo Mayri Sumchos Ela Bishain Muchsak Loze Veloze. Avohecha de Muchsak Mode Sumchos Dal Idach Rahavi Raya. That Sumchus would agree that if either the two sides, either the Mocher or the Lokeach, had a Chazaka de Hashta, currently was holding on to this Vlad, then we would say he should continue holding on to it, and have a Idach Hamotzi Mechavero Olav Haraya. The whole Machlokis between Sumchus and the Rabbanan is, what do we do in a case where no one is a Muchzak, but we have a Cheskas Marikama? Do we go after the Cheskas Marikama and say Hamotzi Mechavero Olav Haraya, or do we ignore the Cheskas Marikama? If we put the Machlokas in that framework, what does it appear that the Machlokas between Sumchus and the Rabbanan would be? Yes? Namely that we have a rule that whenever there is a Muchzak, then we don't say Yachloku. This is not, right? This is not the Riva, right? We say according to Riva, it's irrelevant. Muchzak, lo Muchzak, Yachloku is the preferred psak. We're saying now, no. We're not going after a preferred psak of Yachloku. But rather, when we have a Muchzak, the preferred psak is giving it to the Muchzak and saying the other one is a Motzi Mechayev of Haraya. That's a principle everyone agrees with. As Eitan mentioned, the Machlokas over here would be, how do we define a Muchzak? Everyone agrees that someone holding on to an object, he's a muchzak. We're talking about metaltalim. Everyone agrees that someone who's holding on to the metaltalim, he is a muchzak. The question is, what about someone who has a cheskas marikama? Is he also defined as a muchzak? Rabbanan say, he's also defined as a muchzak. So even if there is no one holding on to it, if we have a cheskas marikama, we also have a muchzak. Sumchus could go in one of two directions. How could Sumchus view a cheskas marikama? He could either say, no, what were you saying before, Eitan? He could either simply, he certainly disagrees with Rabbanan, but he could either disagree because how does he view Cheskas Marikama as history? It's simply history. It's nothing to do with the suffix that we have currently on the table. Maybe in the world of Iser Veheter, there we have a concept of Chazaka Kamaisa. In the world of Eben Ha'ezer, there we have a din of Cheskas Haguf. But not in the world of Dine Mamanos. Dine Mamanos is in the here and now. What was is not relevant to us. So it could be that Sumchus simply disagrees with the whole world of Cheskas Marikama. He agrees that there's a din of Muchzakus, but Muchzakus is on the table. Muchzakus is what's in the picture. You could have a Machokus as to whether if one person has legal ownership and another person has physical ownership, who is the Muchzak? That we dealt with already a bit. But the Muchzakus is in terms of the here and now, not in terms of what once was. Or, maybe it doesn't go all that far. I mean, sof kol sof, we've been learning a perek called Cheskas Habatim. The perek of Cheskas Habatim has been assuming that if we don't know who a field belongs to, what do we turn to? We go back to the Cheskas Marikama. That was the whole assumption of all the sugis over the last eight blot. So it could be that maybe Sumchus would say, where do we have a cheskas b'mari kama, in which realm? What's our parak we're dealing with?
Karka.
In the world of karka, where tfisa is meaningless, then cheskas b'mari kama is meaningful. But in the world of metaltalim, where tfisa is meaningful, maybe cheskas b'mari kama is meaningless. Maybe it's an either or. One option is Sumchus simply says, I disagree with the entire parak. This parak is according to Rabbanan. If you would have asked me, what do we do in cases of Zeomer Shalavosai Zeomer Shalavosai, we'd say Yachloku. You know, we wouldn't go back to a Cheskas Mari Kama. But it could very well be, you know, that Sumchus would agree that in Baba Basra, in Cheskas Habatim, we would use a Cheskas Mari Kama. However, when we're dealing in Baba Metzia, Ashavala Sapara, we're dealing with the Vlad, we're dealing with Machlipara Bachamar, there we would say the Cheskas Mar, that their tfisa is meaningful. That's what the Rashbam points out. If one of them is a muchzak, then Ukma in his chazaka, even according to Sumchus, Val Idach Avi Raya. However, in the world of Metaltalim, their Cheskas Marikama is meaningless. There is such a Mishneh Lemelech. In Hilchos Toin V'Nitan, Perek Tesvav, at the end, towards the end of Hilchos Toin V'Nitan. This is Halacha Tes, Perek Tesvav Halacha Tes. The case over there is a case that we learned. It's the case of the individual who brings a shtar that this is hidden, and then he's moded that it's really a shtar mezuyaf, etc. We had a machlokes between Rabbi and Rav Yosef. So the Mishnah Melech says, "Hode kaimel on the bekol safek sheish bekarka, amrinan uki ara becheskas marekama, ubemetaltalim kaimel on the mukminan lehu biyad misha muchzak behem, nira the metaltalim name im he munachim biyad shlish. If the metaltalim are not in the hands of X or Y, ein shumachad mehem muchzak mukminan le becheskas marekama." First, he wants to say maybe just like in karka we have a concept of cheskas marekama. Maybe metaltalim, when there is no physical muhsak, we're going to go back to the marikama. And therefore, hilkach mi shehikna l'chavero chayfetz echad al tnai, shiyase kach v'kach, hinichu et ha-chayfetz biyad ha-shlish, ad shiyakayim ha-tnai, like around the world in 80 days, right? They took the money, they put it by a shlish to see whether they'd make it around the world in 80 days, and then there's a suffix as to whether they made it or they didn't make it, whose time, v'chule, v'chule, nafal suffix. So in that situation, nira the mukmin on hachayfetz, in this case the money, the cheskas mari kama, tumya de karka, the ein chiluk ben karka lemetaltalim ela hecha the muksak behem hazoche, unless one person is sitting on it, the bekarka lo mahani chazara, so that's irrelevant. The lo shayach tfisa bekarka, havikilu shneim ein muksakim, and then aminan uki ara becheskas mari kama, metaltalim shayach tfisa mukmin alei becheskas hatofes. Aval im ein shum echad meim tofus mukmin alei becheskas mari kama dumya de karka kachos of harama. But then he says, but there are other rishonim that disagree and say cheskas mari kama is limited to the world of karka, doesn't exist in the world of metaltalim. So maybe that's Sumchus. Again, maybe Sumchus simply is not gores cheskas mari kama in the world of mamonos. It's only in the world of yoredeya, in the world of Eben Ezer. It's a din b'chol haTorah kula, but not in the world of choshen mishpat. Or maybe agrees, but not in the world of metaltalim. So that could be the machlokas. Namely, so far we have two options of the machlokas between Sumchus and Rabbanan. One, that we have this utopian machlokas. What would be the ideal psak? Yachloku or cheskas marikama, yachloku or muchzak. The other option is no, everyone agrees that it's better to go after the muchzak. We're dealing in the world of mamonos. But the question is, who is the muchzak? According to Sumchus, the muhsak is someone who's physically holding on to it, tfisa, and if there's no tfisa, then what can we do? There's no muhsakus. So you fall back on Yachloku. Yachloku is a fallback position. Mashenkin, according to Rabbanan, why fall back on anything? We have a cheskas marikama. This is meaningful not only in the world of karka, but also in the world of metaltalim. Okay, so these two options. Then Tosus continues with another daya, and the question is, how do we understand this second day in Tosas? V'kashe l'ri, how can you say that according to Sumchus, we go after Muchzakus, the Le'el Amrinon, Ze omer eini yodeim shu'ula. Im sechura, v'ze omer eini yodeya yachloku. And over there it's a case of muchzakus. The socher is holding on to his money. V'yesh lomar, hasam sheha muchzak nami toen shema, en cheskasam o'elas. Aval hacha ukimna ba'omedet ba'agam kedei lu'ukma afilu b'bari u'bari. Diyevei muchzak chad minayu hayetam o'elat cheskasam. So what Tosa says is that it depends. When does Sumcha say that Muchzak is meaningful? If the Muchzak is a Bari. But if the Muchzak is a Shema, then according to Sumcha, you go back to Yachloku. What do we do with this Shita? Namely that here we have sort of a redesigned Sumchus. That it falls, you know, Sumchus agrees that you go after a Muchzak, but only a Muchzak who's going to be a Bari. You're not going to go after a muchzak who's a shema. What over here then is the machlokis between Sumchus and Rabbanan? What role could the taina over here play? Now we're bringing another factor. Up to now, the factor was muchzakut. Do we have muchzakut? Don't we have muchzakut? Is a marikama defined as muchzakut? Right? That was the factor that we have. Here we're saying, well, muchzakut is not independent. We have to have another factor called taina. If we have a taina zbari, then Sumchus agrees that we're going to say hamotzi mechaver lav haraya. Without a taina zbari, then we're going to say yachloku. Yes?
Just like any chazaka without a taina is not chazaka zaraya, you're saying this is mine and I'm holding this as a raya, it's mine. Any raya you present without a taina is
if I understand what Yaakov is saying, he wants to say that we're speaking, again, we have two options. One option was that the machlokas, one option is that the machlokas between Sumchus and Rabbanan is that Sumchus holds that the ideal psak is Yachloku, or Rabbanan holds that the ideal psak is going after Muchzakus. Right? That this is the direction of peace and this is the direction of Emes. Emes the Shah. Right? The other option was that everyone agrees that we have an ideal stock of Muchzakus. Everyone's into Emes. No Machlokas, everyone wants Emes. Sumchus wants Emes and Rabbanan wants Emes. But the question over here is how do we define Muchzakut? Is Muchzakut only defined by the current tfisa, or is muchzakut defined also by cheskas marikamas? It's also a form of muchzakut. That's the machlokas between them. Those are the two options so far, right? Everyone's into emes. And the question is in terms of the nature of muchzakut. Now we're tossing in another factor called tainas bari. So Yaakov says we're staying on this side of the board. We're staying over here. We're just saying that in order to call tfisa a muchzak, he has to be a bari. If this tfisa is not a bari, then it's nothing. Someone says, what are you doing holding on to that object? Well, I don't know, I just found it in my hand. I don't know why this is in my hand. That's not called tofes. If we want to go after muchzakut, it has to be a tfisa that is accompanied with a tainas bari. Okay, that we're sticking to our guns and just tweak the tfisa that you need a tainas bari. If we're going to have a tfisa, but the person says, well, I could do any day, I'm honest. I don't know whether this really belongs to me or not. It happens to be my property, but I don't know if it really belongs to me. Then, in that situation, that's not called a tfisa, and then Sumchus would say yachloku. Right? We go after the emes when there is an emes, but if there's no emes, then we're going to go back to yachloku. Could you put the bari over here as well? In other words, what you wanted to say was the second day in Tosos is like the first day, right? This is the Rashbam. And then we add over here, it's the second day. In Tosfos, it's like the Rashbam, but just, you know, it's answering the kasha of the Ri. The Ri had a kasha on the Rashbam, so we're going to stick to the Rashbam. We're just going to toss in another factor. That you need tfisa plus bari. Maybe we can put give a name to this one over here. When do we use yachloku, and when can't we use yachloku? Yachloku is the preferred psak, maybe, but
somehow it doesn't create shalom.
You know, at the moment that one side is sure, we're not going to be able to use machloku, yachloku, to create shalom. In other words, we can use machloku, yachloku, when everything is in a cloud. Everything is in a fog. Then we'll say, if everything is in a fog, then we're going to say yachloku. We're not going to go back to previous ownership, we're going to use yachloku. But the moment that we have one of the sides being buried, we can't apply yachloku. That already is not going to bring shalom. In other words, that only when you're going to have a shemen and a shemen, you're going to have shalom. If you're going to have a bor, you're not going to have shalom. So it could be that we'll put over here that the ideal psak is one of shalom, but that's assuming she'ein ba tmuna tanat bori. Right? We could say yachloku, even when we have a case of tfisa, but not if there's a tanas bori. Right? The tfisa itself is not going to have meaning, but the moment we have a tainas bari, we're not going to use yachloku. So it could be that over here, this is the deya shnia within Tosfos, but just that it's explaining that if we want to bring about shalom, we're not going to bring out shalom when there's a tainas bari. Or it could be, no, that everyone agrees we're into emes, everyone agrees we're into muksofos, and everyone agrees that tfisa is a form of muksofos. The question is whether the tfisa has to be accompanied by a bari to be a tfisa, or the tfisa wouldn't be accompanied by a bari to be a tfisa. Okay, so then, according to this Tosfos in Baba Metzia, we have another option of the machlokes between Sumchus and Rabbanim. So far, this is all relatively clear, I hope. Our problem is when we move over to another Tosfos, Andaf Tzadi Zayin Amad Beis in Baba Metzia. So look over there. There we have a Mishnah that we just related to, that you're dealing with a situation where a parah is moving from being a she'ula to being a sechura, either half a day this way, half a day this way, one day that way. Or we have two paros, one she'ula and one sechura, and then we have a situation of mesa. If we're dealing with the parah which is a she'ula and it's not mesa machmas malacha, so the individual who received it is chayef. If we're dealing with that which is sachur, mesa is an ones, and therefore he would be potter on ones. We don't know if he's chayef to pay for the para or if he's potter to pay for the para. So the end of the Mishnah is that if neither of them know whether this para died when it was a shula or a schura, ze omer eni yodea, ve en omer yodea, yachloku. Okay? And the Gemara says that this is according to Sumchus. Hamani Sumchus hidomar maman hamuto besafek kolkin. That's the seif of the Mishnah. The Reish of the Mishnah deals with a case where one of them claims bari and the other one is eni yodea. And what do we do in a situation where one of them is bari and the other one is eni yodea? What does the Mishnah over there say? So the Mishnah states as follows: Hamashil Omer Sechura Shula Mesa B'Yom Shahaya Shula Mesa B'Shah Shahaya Shula Mesa V'Lo Omer Ni Odeya Chayev Hasocher Omer Sechura Mesa B'Yom Shahaya Sechura Mesa B'Shah Shahaya Sechura Mesa V'Lo Omer Ni Odeya Patur. Okay, that if we have a bari and a shema, what do we say? Who do we go after? Bari, bari v'shema, bari odif. So we have a Mishnah in which the Reisha of the Mishnah says, Bari Vashema, Bari. That's the Reisha of the Mishnah. The Seifa of the Mishnah says that we pass in like Sumchus, that Mamon Hamuto Besafek Cholkin. That's the Mishnah that we have over here on that Tzadi Zayin Amad Aleph through Tzadi Zayin Amad Beis. The Gemara then brings in a Machlokes Amoraim. Manali biyodcha v'hala omer eini yodeya. What is the halacha in that situation? So we have machlokes that Rav Huna v'Rav Yehuda amrei chayev, Rav Nachman v'Rav Yochanan amrei potter. We have a case of bari v'shema. Manali biyodcha v'hala omer eini yodeya. Rav Huna says bari v'shema bari yodif. Rav Nachman says bari v'shema lav bari yodif. The Gemara asks, we have a Mishnah against Rav Nachman. We have a Mishnah against Lematavi Tuvta to Rav Nachman. This Mishnah says, Bari Vashema, Bari Yodif. Rav Nachman holds Bari Vashema, Lav Bari Yodif. We have a Tuvta, we have a Mishnah. Rav Nachman's an Amora. Here we have a Mishnah Bari, Vishem Bari Adiv. That's the context of the Gemara. The Gemara then has to go to answer it according to Rav Nachman. Tosfos asks, what's the question? The Mishnah over here is going like Sulchus. Rav Nachman paskins like Rabbana. How can you ask a question from a Mishnah that goes like Sulchus? That's Tosfos's question. Right? Tosfos asks, Leimat abitud Rav Nachman, Tomer Hamas Nisan, Muki Labasamach Kasumchus. The low azil basar chazaka, Visley Maman Amutha Besafek Cholkin. O Lahachi goodly day, ki ika, bari Vishema, have a bari odif, afilahotzi. Rabbanan, Rav Nachman, ki Rabbanan. Visley Hamotzi Mechavel of Haraya. What in the world is this question of Tosfos? Tosfos is assuming that the moment that Sumchus holds Maman Mutha Besafek Cholkin, therefore, he must hold Bari Vishema Bari Yodif. Name it that because the safer the mission is like Sunchus, therefore the Resha holds Bari Yodif. And Rav Nachman holds like Rabbanan. And Rabbanan would say Bari Vishema Rav Bari Yodif. What in the world is the connection, according to Tosfos, between Sunchus and Bari Vishema Bari Yodif? Let's just go back to our rules. Sunchus says his halacha in a situation of Drara de Mamana, where we have a safek below ta'anosehen. The seifa of the Mishnah is that we have over here a dead para. We don't know whether the para died in the morning, died in the afternoon. That's a situation of a safek below ta'anosehen. There, Sumcha says, cholkin. Ze omer eni odeya, ze omer eni odeya. There's no tainus, simply you have a dead para. We don't know when he died. That's like machlif para b'chamar. We don't know whether the para died in the morning before the sale, whether the para or the vlad was born in the morning before the sale, whether the vlad was born in the afternoon after the sale. That's the case of Dura de Mamana. There, Sumcha says Kolkin. What in the world does that have to do with the case of Mana Libiyodka, Vahala Omer, Eini Yodea? Two people come in front of Bezdin. One of them says, you owe me $100. The other says, I don't know what you're talking about. Eini Yodea. Not Lahadam, I'm sorry. Eini Yodea. Maybe yes, maybe no. There is no suffix without Tanosei, and the whole suffix is who is to be believed. This one has a taina. He has no shtar. He has no edim. Mana libiyodka. I'm coming with the tainus of Adai. You say, I'm a busy man. I really don't remember. I don't know. I don't know one way or the other. Any odeya. How can you learn that because Sumchus says over here, Cholkin, therefore Sumchus would say, Bari Vishema, Bari Yodif, in a case of where there's no Drar de Mamanat. These are apples and oranges. How in the world did Tosfos think that the Resha and the Sefer, the Mishnah, have anything to do with one another? What's Tosfos' question over here? The Gemara asks on Rav Nachman from the Resha of the Mishnah. Tosfos asks, well, the Sefer of the Mishnah is like Sumchus. Maybe the Resha is connected with Sumchus. And since Sumchus holds Maman Amuta B'Safek Kolkin, therefore he's going to hold Bari Vishema Bari Yadiv. Why in the world, because Sumchus holds in the case of Drar de Mamana, Kolkin, does that have anything to do with what you're going to hold in the case of when I'm towing Bari, you're towing Shema? That's not Sumchus's case at all. He's not talking about a case where there's a machlokes based on tainus. Who knows what Sumchus would hold in such a situation? Why set up the resha that somehow there's a connection over here? Tosfos felt that Bari that we have over here a connection, and then since we Bari have a connection, how could the Gemara ask on Rav Nachman from the Mishnah? This Mishnah is like Sumchus. And Rav Nachman holds like Rabbanan. That's also very strange. You mean Rav Nachman holds like Rabbanan? Rabbanan say that a moment hamuta de safek hamotzi mechavero olav haraya. What does that have to do with Bari Vashema, Bari Yodif? Simply, what's the connection over here within Tosfos? Tosfos understood there was a connection. It doesn't fit into this machlokas. This is a machlokas within the case of Drara de Mamana. It doesn't fit into this machlokas. This is a machlokas on the status of Cheskas Marikama. What does that have to do with Bari Vishema, Bari Yodif? Bari Vishema, Bari Yodif is not a case of Drar de Mamana. It's not a case of Cheskas Marikama. Why should they be connected? Why should we connect the two? So I sent you to Tosfos Harosh, where the Tosfos Harosh explains that there's a third way of learning the machlokas between Tosfos and Rabbanan, in which Tosfos' question makes sense. So if you have the Keter that I photostated for you from the Tosfos Harosh, he says as follows. Lema tahave tiyuvta d'Rav Nachman v'yim tomar umay parich l'Rav Nachman mimas nisin. How can you ask a question on Rav Nachman from the Mishnah, which says, Bari v'shem ha-bari yadiv, ha'okimna mas nisin l'kaman, We set up the safe of the Mishnah later on, Kesumchus. Delo olim le cheskas mamon, do amar mamon hamutol besafek cholkin. Hilkach lididei, ki ikar bari v'shema, amrinan bari adif af lehotzi. V'rabbanan, Rav Nachman, k'rabbanan, da amri hamotzi chavero olav haraya, hilkach olim lehu cheskas mamon, afilu bari v'shema, ein motzian. What was over here? What was Tosus's understanding? Tosus over here in Aftari Zayin Beis. What was his understanding of the machlokes between Sumchus and Rabbanan? Not a question of Shalom or Emes. Not a question of how do we view Cheskas Marikama. Something much, much more basic. Much, much more basic. Yes? Correct. What factor in the suffix does Sumchus say is an irrelevant factor and according to Rabbanan is a relevant factor? The whole concept of chazaka by mamonos, according to Sumchus, that's irrelevant. Lo olim le chazaka by mamon. Who's holding on to the money? What does that mean? Doesn't mean anything. So today I'm holding on to the chair. He comes, he grabs it from me, he holds it, he's holding on to the chair. So we don't look at who's holding on to the money in terms of a factor. That's not what is important. According to Sumchus, the language is aliba de Sumchus. Lo olim lecheskas mamon. Who's holding on to it is irrelevant. Kal vachomer, who once upon a time owned it, is irrelevant. If you want to bring if you want to claim money is yours, you have to bring a raya. And if you don't bring a raya, and two people claim the money, and they have equal claims, then the din is cholkin. Namely, that it, according to Sumchus, even, this is from our, it's irrelevant, cheskas marikama. It's irrelevant, chazaka dahashta. All of this is overridden by Yachloku. Yachloku said, we don't look into who's holding, we don't look at who once had it, we don't look at where it is currently. We're going to say, you're any Yodea, you're any Yodea, even if you're holding on to it. Yachloku. So therefore, according to Tosos, according to Sumchus, since what a person is holding on to is irrelevant. In other words, so then, even if I'm holding on to something, if I'm a Shema, the Bari is going to be Adif. If he's sure it's his, and I'm not sure it's mine, we're a Bari of a Shema, but I'm holding on to it, who cares I'm holding on to it? Sumchus' Shita is that holding on to something is lo olim, that's not a factor. So when we're both Bari, or we're both Shema, according to Sumchus Yachloku, if one is Bari and one is Shema, and one of them is holding on to it. Who cares who's holding on to it? Bari Adif. The same way the Yachloku overrides Cheskas Mamon, Bari will override Cheskas Mamon. That's the connection over here. Since Sumchus says in the Seifa that Yachloku overrides Cheskas Mamon, therefore he holds in the Resha that Bari overrides Cheskas Mamon, because Cheskas Mamon is irrelevant. Masha'enken, according to Rabbanan, when we have a question in the world of Mamonos, we go after Cheskas Marikama. It means that the chazaka is olim. It's relevant. And hamotzi mechavero olav haraya. Whoever's holding on to it, he has 9/10 of the law. Even if he's not currently holding on to it, he once upon a time was holding on to it. Hamotzi mechavero olav haraya. So if I'm holding on to an object and I'm shema and you're bari, so you're bari. You're bari, that's not a raya. Your claim is not a raya. A raya is bring eidim. As long as I'm holding on to it, you have to bring eidim. So Rav Nachman says, I hold like Rabbanan. I hold like Rabbanan that bari v'shema lav bari yodet. Olim leches kasu. So how can you ask from on Rav Nachman from a Mishnah Sumchus? This Mishnah is Sumchus. This Mishnah is assuming go olim leches kasu. Rabbanan assume Olim Cheskasin. Even the Machloket in Tzumtzus and the Rabbanan is what role does Chazaka play in the world of Ma'onas. According to Rabbanan, Olim Cheskasin, Chazaka is a not just a relevant factor, but it is the main factor. Vira Chazaka Dahashta, Vira Cheskas Marikama. The rule in Ma'onas is Hamotzi Mechavero Olav Haraya. Mashen can, according to Tzumtzus, lo alim cheskase. Chazaka is a weak factor. Yachloku is going to be more powerful than chazaka, and bari is going to be more powerful than chazaka. That's, I'll just read it again in the Tosfos Rosh. Im tomar mai parach gurav nachmi masnisin, ho'okim no masnisin lekaman kesumchus, d'lo alim lecheskas mamam, damar mamam hamuta basafek kolkin. Hilkoch l'didei, according to Tzumtzus, ki gabari v'shema, aminan bari odiv af lahotzi. Now bari overrides cheskas mamam. Rav Nachman, he holds like Rabbanan. Damri hamotzi mechavero olav haraya. Hamotzi, the ikar is where the object is. The chazaka is olim. Hilkoch olim lahu cheskas mamam. Therefore, afi l'bari v'shema, ein motziin. Yes?
Is there a difference between
two and three now? Sure. The whole machlokas in two was that everyone agreed. Everyone agreed that olim le cheskasei. The only question is, what's cheskasei? According to Tzumtzus, cheskasei is tfisa. According to Rabbanan, even cheskas marikam is called muchzokus. According to three, we're saying that according to Tzumtzus, tfisa is irrelevant, even if one of the two sides is tafus. That's the case over here on Daf Tzadi Zayin. One of the two sides is tafus. Yes? That was in Tosfos on Daf Kuf. That was a different approach. That was approach number two. Right? Now we're dealing with approach number three.
Right.
Approach number three, we're saying that according to Tzumtzus, it's irrelevant if there's tfisa or if there is not tfisa. It's irrelevant. That's the continuity over there of the Tosfos.
Isn't that how we explain Tosfos on Kuf, that whether or not there's tfisa doesn't make a difference, that you need to still leave bar.
That's Tosfos over there, but that's not Tosfos by us.
So, I mean, that Tosfos over there is also saying that it doesn't matter if
there's tisa
or not.
No, Tosfos over here is saying that when we have the person who is tofes is a bari,
right,
that would override echlokuf.
Right.
Okay, fine. We're not talking about that case.
And then
what happens when the person who is a tofes is a shema? That's the case over here. So when we have bari v'shema, we don't say Yachloka, we say Bari Adif.
And
when
I did the Tofes is a Bari in case three.
When the Tofes is a Bari, so then it's basically Bari Ubari. And in other words, when the Tofes is a Bari, so it's Bari Ubari, what would Shmuel say in such a situation? He could very well say Yachloka. That's what Gemara posits, that even a Bari Babari Shmuel would say Yachloka. Okay, so these are very, very different approaches. These are three different approaches. One is a question in terms of what's an ideal psak, yachloku, or mozokus. Everyone agrees. The second possibility is everyone agrees mozokus. The question is marikama considered to be a mozokus? The third approach is that's the machlokus between Tzumtzus and Rabbanan. Do we take muchzokus into the picture, or is it overridden by yachloku, and then it would be overridden also by Tanis Bari? Or do we say no, we don't? Or do we say no, that muchzokus is olim? Muchzokus is the rule, and hamotzi mechever of haraya, that's going to override yachloku, it's going to override a Tanis Bari. That's the day over here. Tosis's answer is very, very unusual. He says that when we have a machlokas and no one's holding on to it, it's as though both of them are holding on to it. It's very, very, strange teretz within Tosfos. But the teretz within Tosfos is that the teretz within Tosfos is that when we have a case of the Yeshlomar, the Sfira Liubal HaTalmud, Kevin the Chazinan Lesumchus. Hasafik shene'er ha'cha ika dror de mamona, ayado hutal ha'mamon, even though no one's holding on to it, it's as though they're both holding on to it. V'cheskas shnehem l'sumchus k'mol rabbonon cheskas marikama. Im kein kevan de lasumkus bari motzim yad chazaka hu hadin le rabbanan. That really Tosas holds that this is the proper picture, but the Baal HaTalmud, he holds that everyone agrees olam leches kasei. We view every case of dror d'mamona as a case of mukzakus, and if sumkus holds that even in the case of mukzakus we say bari adif, then Rabbanan would also say bari adif, and then Rav Nachman doesn't have anyone to be samech on. But I'm not interested currently in the Baal HaTalmud and how Tosas over here learned the sugya on Daf Tzadizayin. Tosas' working assumption is that this is the basic machlokus between sumkus and Rabbanan, and therefore he has a question on the sugya. So he says that sugya understands sumkus a little differently. That sumkus views it as though, like we spoke about over here, the ikar is mukzakus, even if no one is holding on to it, it's like everyone's holding on to it, and if b'chol zot we say bari adit, can a bari overwrite chazaka? So if bari overwrites chazaka, according to sumkus, the bari should override chazaka also according to Rabbanan. But the most important point over here, I think, is the approach of Tosfos, that the machlokes is whether we have olim lechazkase or whether we have lo olim lechazkase. With two nachgaminas, if olim lechazkase yachloku will override chazaka, and tainas bari will override chazaka. If lo olim lechazkase, then nothing will override a chazaka, neither yachloku nor a tainas bari. This said. Okay. With this, I think that we come to the Rambam. In other words, that we've seen three approaches within the Baalei HaTosfos, but the Rambam, Lechora, has to be understood in somewhat of a different manner. If we open the Rambam to Hilchos Mechira, in Perek Chaf, we have two halachos, one following the other. And it's like we're being in two different worlds. We read halacha yud. Hamachlif para b'chamor v'yolda. V'chein hamocher shivchasa v'yolda. Ze omer ad shalom acharti yolda. V'ze omer mishalakachti yolda. O afilu amar hamocher eni yodea. Al halokeach lohavi raya. Namely, who is the Rambam paskening like? Sumkus or Rabbanan? Al halokeach lohavi raya. This is Rabbanon, that the mocher has cheskas marikama, al keach lavi raya. And he says it black and white. Af al pisha para omedes ba'agam v'avshivcha omedes b'simta, harehen b'cheskas mocher, ad sheyavi halokeach raya. In other words, that since the mocher was the marikama, he is the mocher. He's the one who originally owned it. Then the lokeach has to, it's on the onus is on the lokeach to bring a raya. Okay, that's halacha Yud. Move over to Halacha Yud Aleph. Ze omer eini yodea, veze omer eini yodea, ve'eno birshus echad mehem. Okay, we have the para in the agam, eino birshus echad mehem. Ze omer eini yodea, veze omer eini yodea. What should be the halacha? According to the Rambam? Hamotzi mechev el haraya. Paskins the Rambam, yachloku. Ze omer birshusi yolda v'echad shosek zoch atoin bivra. What's going on over here? In halacha yud, Rambam paskins like Rabbanan. In halacha yud aleph, the Rambam paskins like Sumchus. That bothered all the mefarshim on the Rambam. How do we understand over here a stira mineu bay from halacha to halacha between halacha yud and halacha yud aleph? In halacha yud, the principle is alokeach lo havi raya. And he says over there, even if the mocher says eini yodea, and then halacha yud aleph, he says that when the mocher says eini yodea and the lokeach says eini yodea, then all of a sudden yachloku, that the lokeach has more power when he says eini yodea than if he said bari. In halacha yud, when the lokeach was bari, it was mine, and the mocher said eini yodea, alokeach lohavi raya. And halacha yud aleph, they both say eini yodea, then yachloku. Very, very, very strange within the Rambam. But clearly he had something very much in mind. The question is, what did the Rambam have in mind? So here we have a machlokes between the Mishnah Lamelech and the Magid Mishnah. So let's first see the Mishnah Lamelech because he says it, in other words, so and he felt that his perush is better than the Magid Mishnah. He starts off, Hein emes divi rabbeinu hein megumgamim, v'arav ha-magid zal tarach liyashvam, v'nitzchak ma'od b'perusham, lo ala v'yado kashrini achadavar b'tzarachiyu. V'ilav de mistafina, if I wouldn't be afraid, I would offer the following perush. Did anyone see the Mishnah Lamelech? What does he suggest in the Rambam? Read it. The Lo'olam Rabbeinu Sover, the Afilu Kishemocher Toin Shema, Afilu Alkeach Toin Bari, Becheskas Mocher Mukminanle. We pass him like Rabbanon. We go after the Cheskas Mare Kama. Then it continues. Uma Shetama Harava Magid, the Mai Pasa Kesumchus, Bishnehem Toinim Eni Odeya, Nir Ali, the Afilu Kirabanon Isa, Dalkorchach Lopolik Sumchus Barabanon. Ela hecha de ika cheskas mare kama, kagon hamocher shivchaso v'yolda. Aval hecha de leka cheskas mare kama, afil le rabbanon maman hamuta besafek cholkin. V'hainu mashikasa rabbeinu ze omer eni odeya, v'ze omer eni odeya, v'eino birshus echad mehem, klomar leka lo cheskas mare kama, v'gam eino birshus echad mehem, in terms of a chazaka de hashta. Then cholkin, aval hecha diika luk me amari kama kosav tchila and halacha yud dafilu mocher toin shema valabari versus mocher kayima the hainu karabana. But he ends up adavat sarachiyun. Namely, what he does is he says as follows: that we have two halachos in the Ramba. We have halacha yud and we have halacha yudav. In halacha yud, we're dealing with a mocher who has a cheskas mari kama. Once a mocher has a cheskas marikama, then the halacha is hamosi nechaveiro olav haraya. Halacha yud aleph is dealing with a situation where, in the language of the Rambam, ein le'echad ve'einam birshus echad mehem. Einam birshus echad mehem. On the surface, we would have interpreted einam birshus echad mehem means that where is this vrad? In the agam. It's in an agam. There's no one has a tfisa on it. No one has a chazaka on it. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, Einon Birshus Achas Mehem, means that there's no chazaka dahashta. And also there's no cheskas marikama. There's no chazaka at all. We're talking about a case where there's no chazaka at all. Where there's no chazaka at all, then Rabbanan would agree that cholkim. What are they going to say? When there's no chazaka at all, there's no cheskas marikama, there is no chazaka the hashta, then they say cholkim. It's not so pashut in terms of the psak. What else could they say in this case? There's no motim mechaveru.
What do you mean there's no marikama?
It means that the person who sold it didn't, you know, was never the marikama. He never owned it. Let's say that it was owned by party X, who said that the moment that I die, I'm giving this to you as a mana shkimira, and then he writes a shtar that the moment this person dies, that I'm selling it to a third party, and then, you know, where his fellow died, you know, that there was never a cheskas marik and ukimta. Yes?
Didn't we just publish a poll who said that there's no cheskas marikama by the party?
We said according to Sumchus that there may be no cheskas marikama ben
tafel.
No, according to Sumchus. And then we're saying that even Rabbanan, then we're dealing with Rukimta. When we have a case where there is a cheskas marikama, then we have the din amon shechevel v'raya. When there is neither a chazaka dahashta nor a cheskas marikama, then even Rabbanan agree yachloku. They could have said kol dolam gvar. The case of kol dolam gvar was what?
Ahu arba.
Hahu arba is the chora that there's no chazaka dahashta, there's no cheskas marikama. The difference is that here we have a dror demamuna. Here we have a suffix below tanoseya. In the case of a hu arba, we have no suffix. So, you know, it's not exactly. But in any case, this is, when I say over here we would say that that's the approach of the Mishnah Melech. The problem is that, again, it's a very strange ukimta. Even, you know, Binyan, what kind of case is that? Since when does a mocher doesn't have a cheskas marikama? If the Rambam would have wanted to say that, he should have said that. So the phrase, einam bershus echad mehem, l'chora, applies to the previous halacha, that it para omedes ba'agam. That's what the Rambam dealt with in halacha yud.
Could be the same way that
on the way to that. Anyway, this was the approach of the Mishnah Melech. But the approach is built on an ukimta, that we have to set up halacha yud aleph as a case. Not only is there no chazaka dahashta, there's no cheskas marikama at all. That's a certain leap of faith. What's the alternative to the leap of faith of the Mishnah Melech? So here we have the Magid Mishnah himself. What does the Magid Mishnah say? That in halacha you would that in halacha yud and in halacha yud aleph, dealing with the mocher has the cheskas marikama. That's the nature of the mocher. He was the previous owner. But in halacha yud aleph, we're dealing with the mocher, he has the cheskas marikama. In halacha yud, the mocher also has a chazaka dahashta. The para is in his rishus. When we have that combination, he has a cheskas marikama. It was his. We have a cheskas chazaka dahashta. It's currently in his rishus. And he says, eini yodea. Then we say, hamotzi mechavero olav haraya. However, healthy at Aleph, he has a cheskas marikama. He has no cheskas hashta. Ein le'echod mehem rishus bo. He has no chazaka dahashta, and he says, eini yodea. Then we say, yachloko. Namely, if we have someone who has A and B, namely, he's a muchzak gomor, then even though he's a shema, we don't care that he's a Shema. The Shema doesn't bother us as long as he's a Muchzak Gomur. However, if he's only a Muchzak Chelkit, he's a partial Muchzak. He has the Cheskas Marikama, but he has no Chazaka Dahashta, then the moment that he's a Shema, this brings us to Yachloku. This is the Perush of the Mishnah Melech. That when we have a full-fledged muchzak, then Shema is irrelevant. Hamachut par v'chamor v'yolda. Ze omer ad shalom macharti yolda, v'ze omer shemacharti yolda, o afilu amar hamocher eini yodea, aha lokeach lohavi raya. However, in a case of ze omer eini yodea ve'inam birshus echad mehem, then yachloku. The difference between the cases is he a muhzah gomor or is he a partial muhzah? Rabbanan only say hamotzi chaver l'haraya in a case where he is a muhzah gomor, then his shema doesn't interfere. But if he were to be only a partial muhzah, then his shema interferes. Does this shita look familiar to you? David, this is Yidan.
Tfisa, Bari Zatnai, and Tfisa.
Well, say, moving back to the Rashban, I would say. Let's go back to the Rashban. The Rashban was explaining Sumchus. The Rashban said that according to Sumchus, if we have a Tfisa, if he has a Chazaka, the Hashta, then he would agree, Hamoti Nechavelo Haraya. When there is no Tfisa, the Hashta, even though there's a Cheskas Marikama, then he would say, Yachloku. Namely, what the Rashban says in Sumchus is what, according to the Mishnah Lamelech, according to the Magid Mishnah, this is what the Rambam understands in Rabbanan. That according to Rabbanan, when we have a Tapus, when he's being Tophes, then we'll say Hamotzeh Chevav Varaya. When there is no Tfisa, all there is a Cheskas Marikama, then we're going to go down to Yachlotu. That's what Rashban said in Sumchus. That's the way that the Magid Mishnah understood the Rambam. The Magid Mishnah understood the Rambam this way. Not only did the Magid Mishnah understand the Rambam this way, but the Gra understood the Magid Mishnah, the Rambam this way. The Hagos HaGra over there on the Rashbam says, Nira ve'enai evel harambam mefaresh dehoder be'mishinu yakama va'af rabbonan lo plige bo medes ba'agamu b'shema v'shema. Namely, the Gra over there on the Tosfos points out that according to the Rambam, this is not Sumchus, this is Rabbanan. This is the Shita of Rabbanan. Okay, it's very... Sorry, so this is... In other words, then we'd have to reinterpret the Machlokes in Sumchus and the Rabbanan in a different manner. But Rabbanan say that when we have a full Muchzokus, then we say Hamotzeh Chevav Haraya. The full Muchzokus is made up of Cheskas Marikama plus Chazaka Dehashta. Then, even if he's a Shema, we say Hamotzeh Chevav Haraya. But if we only have a Cheskas Marikama and he's a Shema, we'll say Yachloku. Where did the Rambam's Rabbanan and Sumchus's Rambam's Rabbanan and the Rashbam's Sumchus, where they disagree? They would disagree over here. Had he been a Bari, then according to the Rambam, the moment he's a Bari and he has a Cheskas Marikama, we would say Hamotzeh Chevav Haraya. According to Sumchus, the moment that there is no Chazaka Dehashta, even if he's a Bari, that's what we pointed over here, we would still say Yachloku. We would still say Yachloku. So it's not exactly, but it's very, very similar to the Sumchus of the Rashbam. It's not so poshut in the Rambam, because I read it to you by skipping words. It's not really fair. In other words, the Rambam writes in Halacha Yud, Hamachli par b'chamar v'yolda, v'chein ha-mocher shivkosa v'yolda, zemer sh'ad shlo macharti yolda, zemer sh'olkach v'yolda, afi lomar mochi eini yodei al-techa v'yrayet. So far, so good. But then he continues, Afa pisha ha-para omedes ba'agun, v'ashivcha omedes b'simta, harehen b'cheskas ha-mocher, ad sh'yavi ha-lokeach rayet. So that we'd have to take that word, those words, Avisha Paro Medes Ba'agam, is saying when he has a Tainas Bari. Previously, he spoke about a Tainas Shema. But over here, if you were to have a Tainas Bari and a Dio Medes Ba'agam Bechulay, and then Al Chiyud Aleph, Zel Meini Yodea Bezel Meini Yodea, Ve'enam Birshus Echa Mehem, Yachloku. Namely, the syntax is still very difficult within, still Tzarafiyun within the Rambam to fit even this Perish in, even though this Perish is agreed upon by the Gra and the Magid Mishnah. Again, the alternative that we're aware of is the Mishnah of the Melech. When I learned this sugya with Rav Lichtenstein, Tavshin Mem Hey, eons ago. So he quoted at that time, one of his students, I think he quoted it one time, that time, one of his students in Alon Shvut, I don't remember the name of the student, who had another pshat in the Rambam, which is very, very radical, but it did fit into the words. He wanted to say that it all depends upon the lokeach. In halacha yud, the lokeach is toein vaday. The lokeach says, ze omer mishalakachti yolda. The lokeach is toein bari. When the lokeach is toein bari, then we use the halachos of toein v'nitan. And the halacha is that if you're toein bari against the marikama, you're going to lose. You're going to lose. Irrelevant what the marikama is toein. The marikama could be toein bari, the marikama could be toein shema. The moment you're toein bari against the marikama, you can lose. And all you need is a marikama. Afa pi shaparo omedes ba'agam. If you're toein bari against the marikama, then we pass on like Rabbanan. That hamotzi mechavero olav haraya. However, if neither of you are toein vada bari, in other words, no one knows what's going on, then maybe the Rambam says we pass on like sumchus. That's al chiyur alav. Ze omer eni yodeya veze omer eni yodeya ve'inam birshus echad mehem yachloku. That only when it comes into the world of toein v'nitan do we apply the din of Rabbanan. When it's not b'chalal in the din of toein v'nitan, simply ze omer eni yodeya veze omer eni yodeya, there the Rambam really passes like sumchus that chokim. And then there's no stira at all within the Rambam. The difference is in halacha yud we're dealing with the lokeach being toin bari, and halachirala the lokeach is toin any yodeya. So when the lokeach is toin any yodeya and the malchus is toin any yodeya, then we apply the din of sumchus of cholkin. The problem with it is that why in the world would the lokeach ever be toin bari if he knows he's going to lose? The moment he's toin bari, he loses. If he's toin shema, he has a chance of winning. So, in a way, it's sort of counterintuitive, but it does fit into the Rambam. But that's, again, I didn't see anyone who learned that way.
Some sort of person.
Oh, okay. Maybe he was a student of Rothstein in Alon Shvut. But, I don't know. That's, okay. In any case, this is what we have within the Rishonim. Just to conclude, there is a lot of Achrona Shetorah that's been written on the Sugya over here of Rabbanan and Sumchus. I'll just, I don't think it's fair to let you go without at least giving you the classic Hakira. We dealt with it a little bit, but just to say it, B'Shem Omro. In the back of the Ksos, the brother of the Ksos, Rabbi Yehuda Kahana, wrote a very, very special kuntras called Kuntras HaSfekos, which is, he may not agree with his conclusions, but he touches on all of the areas of Savik B'Mamon. So in Klal Aleph, Os Hey, he has a Chakira on Cheskas Marikama. Roi lehizbonein, Cheskas Marikama B'Mamona, Minolan da'azlinan Basrei. What's the source of Cheskas Marikama? He pointed out that Sumchus may be Cholik on Cheskas Marikama. Ben Rabbanon, clearly hold of it. Yitzchak the Sumchus agrees with it even in the world of Karka. But what's the source of Cheskas Marikama? So he has two sides. One side is that the Efshar Dlomar, the Cheskas Marikama B'Mamon, Mikoa Chazaka Kamaisa D'Isura Huda Asya. It's an import from the world of Isur V'Heter. Kumo B'Kol Safik Isura Ma'amidim Hadavar B'Cheskas Ma'ashahayim Etchila Kodem Shenogad HaSafik Bein L'Hetera Bein L'Isura. The whole sugya in Chulin and Daftes that ask what's the source of chazaka in the Torah, that's all dealing with the world of Iser v'Heter and Tumah v'Tahara. Hachinam b'mamon kishenolad basafek imishal ruve noshal shimon mamidim osa b'cheskas mishahayim mitzchila. That's one option. The other option is v'yefsher odlomar. I'm skipping the rayas. The cheskas marikama b'mamon lo mechazaka kamaisa di isura asya. This has nothing to do with the world of chazaka b'chol haTorah kula. The mamon ame isura lo yalfinam b'kai gavna. Cheskas marikama may ein cheskas mamon mamashu. It's a form of tfisa. It's a form of tfisa. It's a form of a cheskas mamon mamash. Kumo becheskas mamon hasvar nosenes shein lahotzi himena below raya. Hachanami ein lahotzi mecheskas marikama below raya It's a form of possession. That possession is considered to be a fallback position of ownership. So we have that in terms of holding on to it currently. And hu adin, we have it also in terms of who it once belonged to. Even though currently it's in the agam, that's his chakira. Okay, are we dealing over here with a cheskas marikama, which is an import, or are we dealing with a cheskas marikama, which is native to dine mamonos? Pashtus, the nafkami, and he brings this as a chakira, and he brings the Ramban to one side and the other side. Yitachin, that this would be kashur to our machlokas between sumchus and rabbana. That what we have over here is that in a world of drar de mamona, when we have a case of Suffolk below Tano Sehem, Rabbanon say, let's go back to Cheskas Marikama. We have a Cheskas Marikama. And Sumchus says over here that Cheskas Marikama is put on hold. When you have Drar de Mamana, we don't look at Cheskas Marikama. So we point out that it could be that Sumchus doesn't hold of Cheskas Marikama at all. Could be he holds by it only by Mamon, by Karka. But it could be that what Sumchus is saying is that, look, in other words, if this is a native-born chazaka, simply doesn't apply in the world of Jordan Mamuna. Namely, if we're dealing with a klal b'chol haTorah kula, so why limit its application? In kol haTorah kula, we don't limit the world of chazaka. Why should we limit it over here in Mamonos? But if it's a native-born chazaka, if it's an offshoot of cheskas mamon mamash, yitachen, that in a world of Jordan Mamuna, where the suffix is so overwhelming, that this concept of Cheskas Marikama would be suspended. Maybe. In other words, it could be that Rabbanan hold that it's a din of Kol HaTorah Kula. Sumchus holds it's a local halacha within Dinei Mamonos. And then the question is, when you have Drar de Mamana, according to Rabbanan, there's no reason to suspend it. It's a din of Kol HaTorah Kula. According to Sumchus, we're dealing with a native halacha, Heim Amru Veheim Amru, in such a type of a suffix, maybe it doesn't apply. Just suggesting it. The Kuntres of Sveikos doesn't link this in. He doesn't get involved over here with Rabbanon and Sumchus. But that's the classic Chakira in terms of Cheskas Marikama. Okay, we'll stop over here. What I'd like to suggest is, these were really the, I think, some of the most difficult sugyos or far-reaching sugyos. I have one. In the Perek. Now we're coming back. Well, it's sort of just to conclude the world of Dror de to conclude the world of Kol Dolam Gvar. I mean, what happens in a case of Kol Dolam Gvar if a third party decides to join the fracas? Not one of the two who came to Beis Din, but once it's already Hatfields and McCoys, once it's already a free for all, so it's the O'Tools will come in. Let a third party come in. Is that relevant or is that not relevant? So we have over here Amri Nahardoi, and over here I sent you to the Rashbam, Tosos, Ramban, Elias Rabbeinu Yonah, Mordechai, and Rambam. Really, 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 what you should put your stress on is the Ramban and the Elias Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay? Those are the two Rishonim that deal with this in the greatest depth. I pointed out that Elias Rabbeinu Yonah is long, so just I do want you to read it. I'm not aiming for this small piece or that small piece. Read through the Elias Rabbeinu Yonah, but read through it after having seen the Ramban. The Ramban says things in a very tamtziti, in a very, very telegraphic manner, and Elias Rabbeinu Yonah waxes much longer on the topic. Okay? So, Bli Neder on Wednesday, we'll do Amar Nardo.